Boy, is it Monday. All right, let's rip off the Band-Aid. Time for the best 10 or 17. It's GBH's early edition. It was the best 17 minutes on the radio, I think, on Friday. It might have been 18. Thanks. Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Oh, there's Karen, there's Shelby, and there is Brendan. Good morning, guys. It's a quorum for the first time in a week. Andrew is here. He's safe and sound. He's rebooting. And I hope you guys had a good weekend. How's everybody doing? It's cold out, if you haven't been outside yet. 25 right now in Boston, 19 in Worcester. And good morning to the whole gang on Facebook. Hey, Pa, what's new with you? Hi, Sylvia. Good morning, Bob and Bradley, Paul, James, and Russ. Place your ad here, says Russ. We don't take ads here on Early Edition, and I feel like we should start. Hey, Catherine. Hey, Beta. Good morning, Sylvia, Billy, Christopher, Jason, and Bill Wayne. Good morning, everybody's coming in now as we wait for our next round of winter weather. Although I guess it's going to take the form of rain here in Boston. I think, Karen, you might get some snowflakes today, though. You too, Shelby.
Yeah, I'm staying away from
here. I heard that, too.
Cloudy skies, chance of snow this morning, but it'll likely be outside of the 495 belt. That's kind of where the line looks like, and we'll be getting rain likely in the afternoon here in Boston, but nothing to shovel. Highs today in the upper 30s, and tomorrow looks mostly sunny. Low 40s. Check this out, guys. Wednesday, yeah. Make your plans now. Make your hooky plans. Going to be 50 degrees.
Yeah, I saw that.
I heard somebody say
that
not
is
only
a spring jacket day.
That's right. Not only the pick of the week, the pick of the month. And by the way, because we're grinding through February. This is the hardest time of year, right? We're in the middle of it.
Yeah.
To say it's gone by really fast, though.
But you know what?
It kind of has.
Same. And we all feel that way. I was just heartened this morning to see that this is the last week of February. It's going to be March in a week. And I know that March isn't very nice either.
No.
But you know you're getting somewhere, finally. And God knows you're getting close when Sullivan's Castle Island opens. That's this coming weekend, right?
Yeah, it's the 27th.
The 27th of February. Imagine you, a lobster roll, a raspberry lime Ricky, your tank top on, and the beautiful elements on the water. You hand me the... Somebody have a napkin? Where did it go? And then everything blows away. But you can take your...
I went there a couple times last season, and they have their 6-foot spots that you have to stand on. So the Sullivan's Shuffle like kind of doesn't work the same because you're like moving Sullivan's from spot shuffle. To spot, and then you go outside and you got to find a spot, and
gotcha.
They just come out and scream your order.
yeah. Jeanette says, just think, we're almost a year into quarantine and COVID. Oh yes, we are.
Oh, we're there. Yeah, I'm
pretty we sure. are so there. Trying to think. What was the day we went home? It was mid-March, right? End of March?
It was the weekend before St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
It was when the first major business closures were announced, rather.
We're going to have a remarkable retrospective at some point around that date. Maybe
March
on
10th.
That date. What's that now?
I thought you meant on the radio.
No, I mean on the radio.
March 10th is our big special.
Yep, nope, on the radio. But, we started going through early edition tape, though, last week, and we pinpointed what was our first day, everyone at home on Zoom, no one knowing what to do. And it was incredible listening to the headlines on that show. I couldn't believe the stuff that we were like, whoa, 4 deaths. What are we going to, we had no idea where this was going. And everyone thought we were going to be back to work in 2 weeks.
Half a million people later.
Mm-hmm. That's right. 500,000. Christopher says, 4 weeks till spring. I like the sound of that. It's meteorological spring this coming weekend as well, right? Just don't ask me what that means.
And I will take that because I feel like that's more real, right?
We'll take it.
That's the weather, guys.
It does sound official. Just doesn't mean it's going to be warm. So the Bruins won. Boy, what a cool. Did you guys see this thing at Lake Tahoe? Against the sunset, the mountains, it was absolutely gorgeous. Outdoor hockey, and man, we just destroyed the Flyers.
Pastrnak goes for a hat-trick, he scores!
David Pastrnak, another hat-trick.
David Pastrnak with the hat-trick here in Lake Tahoe.
This guy can't leave the house without a hat-trick.
Right over the stick.
of Couturier. And boy, everybody was in a great mood, right? They showed up for this. This is a very special event every year, outdoor hockey. This thing was postponed, by the way, quite a bit because of the warm weather. The ice was, I guess, not great. It was sunny all day, unseasonably warm. But the Bruins have a thing for, they like showing up with special outfits. Remember they did Peaky Blinders back in 2019? They all showed up in matching with the hats. And, mm-hmm. So it was like 90 neon last night.
I loved it.
They looked like they were wearing the ski outfits from Dumb and Dumber. Is that kind
yes,
of right?
That's right.
They
yes,
had
it's
the
like
ski
a full
outfits
on,
going.
Like a windbreaker ski outfit.
Yes.
In all
loud.
And neons. And
horrible colors.
Zigzags.
Now
I
these
loved. And fanny packs. Every one of them I think had a fanny pack.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. It's great.
So John Moore was asked about the outfit, and you know. Imagine if they'd lost. Which
yeah,
is...
we're just trying to have fun. I can't say this will be a staple in my wardrobe, but it's fun. We kind of bond together with this. We did it with Peaky Blinders back in South Bend, and we're just trying to have fun. And we turned to each other when we're walking in and said, "Man, we better win. You wouldn't want to be walking out here dressed like
you
this.
Would not want to be walking out like this, feeling bad about yourself." Now, David Pastrnak, as we mentioned, Pasta had another hat trick. Boy, did he have a big night. He was just in such a great mood. They're partying. I mean, we killed him. It was 7-3. And so it was time for him to go out and do his interview on TV and you know, take the victory lap. And it's nighttime now. It's as dark as it is behind me on Facebook Live. And he's wearing sunglasses. And he was definitely feeling no pain at this point.
Why are you wearing the glasses now? I assume it's... I assume it's not sunny, or is it just you enjoy having them on?
Well, we were listening to Barbie Girl before you guys asked me to do media, so I was kind of dancing with these glasses out in the locker room. And
so I'm hold on.
Barbie Girl.
I paused it. He said they're listening to Barbie Girl. They're big on the song Barbie Girl in the locker room.
Then you guys ruined it, and I had to go answer the question, so
I
missed the Barbie Girl song. And, you know, who knows what's going to be on when I come back.
Then you guys ruined it, he said, and I don't know what's going to be on when I come back. This is what was being listened to in the Bruins locker room while they're wearing neon ski suits.
Barbie, let's go party.
Yeah, Robert.
What a classic.
This is one team, I'll tell you what. This is safe for work, right? Can I play that on the air? I think so. Okay. But boy, they had fun at Lake Tahoe. You know, it was on this day in 1980, I noticed this morning. Miracle on Ice. Isn't that something? Feel old? U.S. Olympic hockey team beat the Soviets 4-3. Big upset. Went on to win the gold. They made a movie about it. Mm-hmm. Celtics, we're not going to spend too much time on.
That was
they're calling themselves cool. Losers.
That was terrible.
Terrible. I mean, it's been pretty bad.
It was like a 20-plus point lead.
We blew a 24-point lead last night in New Orleans.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
I watched some of it, and
they
I watched it when they're up
on the side during.
It turns out when they're up by like 20, and then I switch it, and then like I caught the last minute, and they're in overtime. I was like, "What?
What's going on in New Orleans?" The final at the Smoothie King Center, 120.
Still 150. The worst arena in all of sports.
Just awful, right? Absolutely. You know what they could use a little bit of? We all know that's true. So, you know what else is happening today? This is so cool. We told you it was coming. 25 degrees here in Boston, but what did we say? It's 61 in Fort Myers, a high today of 84. The first full squad workout today. Red Sox kid. Alex Cora met with the press yesterday. He's looking pretty good, by the way. Lost a couple of pounds. He's in shape. He's ready to rock. And he says, look, there's only so much they can do. They are going to have the full meeting today. It's going to be outdoors. Management will be there. They're breaking the team into two different squads, early practice, late practice, so they're not all on top of each other. But, you know, it's not like they're out enjoying themselves, going to the bar and having a great time.
They're limited. I think restaurants, all of that, can go until March 1st. And then March 1st is only, you know, like terraces or patios, whatever you want to call it. So
just like we are.
There's a lot of home cooking for everybody. A
lot of home cooking there, Fort Myers. I don't believe that at all, by the way. I think that's called delivery, right? I think the team's at home cooking. So I guess they're going to play 7-inning games to start the preseason, which is another COVID protocol. They'll have 9-inning games in the week or two before the season starts on April Fool's Day. Karen, you saw JD Martinez.
Those innings are more dangerous?
Those last two innings, very dangerous. Everyone's a lot of hugging.
highly contagious innings.
You saw JD's t-shirt?
Oh, yeah. Brilliant.
He got a reply from Tom Brady. Did you see that? He wore a picture of the drunk Tom Brady t-shirt. And Brady replied, "I will never live this down." Sox tweeted a picture of it. A lot of sports today. My God, what station is this? Stock futures this morning are way, way lower. Okay, that's different. Dow futures are now down 200 points. Bitcoin, I don't know. Did you see Elon over the weekend? He tweets, "Bitcoin prices do seem high, LOL."
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Come on. After he told everybody to buy it.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
I don't know. The price is probably going to tank it now. Oh.
Yes.
Every time the guy sneezes,
yes,
the price fluctuates.
That is correct.
$1,000.
We lost your video,
Brendan. He's just having fun with everybody.
And he's been pushing these things higher. Although I heard, they made $1.5 billion off the $1 billion investment or something. Tesla is buying Bitcoin. So the Corona update today, Brendan gave you a sneak peek. It's 500,000. That's the number. The front of the Washington Post is horrifying. This big 500,000 U.S. COVID death toll nears 500,000. But I can tell you, 40,000 more people were vaccinated yesterday, got doses. And today we've got the mass vax center at the Natick Mall that's opening. It's so weird that that's at the mall. I guess you're going through the old Sears or something. I read how they're going to have
something else. I can't imagine they're getting.
I think it is the old Sears, the first floor.
That's just bizarre
because they turned the second floor into Dave and Buster's.
Tempo Casuals.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. Is that open?
I think so.
Go get a jab and play a couple video games. You get the tickets. You know, it's all about the tickets at the end.
Get yourself
they don't do that anymore.
Novelty comb or something.
That's right. Yeah, for $50. So it's a Monday through Friday. The one that opens in Dartmouth later this week at the old Circuit City, that's even better. You just imagine like the fluorescent lights hanging from the ceiling, you know, Circuit City.
One buzzing as you're waiting.
That'll be 7 days a week. But Natick is Monday through Friday. They're going to have 500 doses a day to start, and they're going to ramp up from there. A lot of people. That's a lot of people in our listening area who are going to be trying to go to the Natick Mall. It's funny. They don't call it the Natick Collection anymore, do they?
The Sears is not in the collection part.
Oh, sorry.
It's like an end cap.
That's over by the real mall. So J&J's vaccine gets the FDA review starting Friday. That's big. And how about this for a leading indicator? This is good, right? The TSA is going on a hiring spree. The TSA. Whoa. They need to fill 6,000 jobs at 430 airports because we're about to reopen. Mm-hmm. Now, that may be months away, but that is a good sign.
Well, I read, I guess, in Israel, they studied the Pfizer vaccine, and it's 90% effective at stopping the spread of COVID, which was
We mentioned
huge.
That last week. It was a 600,000 people in that study. That's a real number, Shelby, and that was really super encouraging. They're also talking about the potential of having Pfizer apply for a single dose regimen because the
and
first dose
temps.
Is so effective after a couple of weeks that it might be worth doing just to get them out there. Now, don't ask me about the website, boy. When that thing opens this morning, everybody knows about Natick. It'll be Katie bar the door. So he's back. Donald Trump reemerges this week. He confirms he will speak at CPAC. That's this weekend in Florida. Axios says he will directly attack Joe Biden's immigration plan and talk about the future of the Republican Party.
I'm sure that will be a well-researched speech full of a lot of accurate criticisms.
Happy birthdays today. Sorry. Drew Barrymore is 46 years old. Hey, here's one we love. Someday we got to get her on the show. Rachel Dratch, Lexington, Mass.
Oh, yeah.
55 years old. Love her, right?
She's great.
And one we missed over the weekend, the great Jay Giles. Born in Groton, Mass. in 1946. Is this a record? I can't tell if I'm late anymore. I don't know what time to get out.
15.
Not
don't touch the knobs because I feel the house is flowing. Don't touch the knobs, everybody. We're just getting started on GBH.
Support for GBH's early edition comes from you and Aware Recovery Care, committed to pioneering an in-home, pandemic-safe drug and alcohol addiction treatment program in Massachusetts. Now you can recover at home. AwareRecoveryCare.com. And Cityside Subaru, with a wide selection of new and pre-owned Subarus, celebrating Washington's birthday all month long on Route 60 in Belmont. Learn more at CitysideSubaru.com.